Welcome to Dreaming After Dark. I'm your host, April, and I'm really glad you're here listening. It's been a little while since I've recorded a podcast. This month, I was really feeling like I needed to kind of take a mental break as much as possible. If I wasn't feeling up to something, I just didn't do it. Sometimes I need to kind of recalibrate myself, just kind of give myself an opportunity to mellow out a bit, spend my time watching TV, movies, play video games. Just sometimes I need mindless activities to kind of get my mind off of things. Even though the point of this podcast is for me to unleash a lot of those thoughts that I have, just kind of the things that run through my mind all the time, sometimes I just feel like I need to kind of just shut my brain off as much as possible. I usually get this feeling after I've had to engage in a lot of random activities, whatever that might be. That could be things related to work, like if I had a lot of meetings back to back, or just a lot of extra activity, mental activity at work or in life. Sometimes I just need to take a step back and preserve my energy as much as possible, preserve my mind as much as possible. Sometimes I just need my brain to be quiet, to shut down, especially like sometimes at work things can be noisy and a lot, and there's a lot of conversation happening, a lot of meetings, a lot of talking, and a lot of noise. Just, you know, every day there's just some noise. And sometimes I'm just like, I need to just go to sleep early to not hear sounds. But something I've had on my mind a lot lately, and it stems from myself kind of going internal and doing a lot of thinking about things, about my life, what I want, where I'm going, where I've been, all these things, right? I've been thinking a lot about the life situations where sometimes you grow away from people. Sometimes you have to kind of leave people behind, so to speak. And it got me thinking about my own drive for more from life. Throughout my life, I've always been pushing for more. I can recall so many times in my life, even in my childhood, there was always something inside of me where I felt like there was something more to be attained from life. And it got me thinking about how sometimes there are people in the world who don't really have many aspirations. They might have like a specific goal in life that they want to reach, and they reached it, and they're good with that. They're fine just sticking with that for the rest of their lives, and that's it. They're good. For me, though, like, I can't imagine ever reaching a point and being like, that's it. Because every point in my life where I've pushed for something and I've achieved that thing, there's still the drive. There's still that thing of like, okay, I got here, but I know there's more. There's further I can go. There's bigger. There's better. So it got me thinking about my own judgments about other people, where sometimes I feel like, why does that person just want to stay right there? How come they don't want to go further? How come they don't want more? And this is something that has come up in past relationships where I'm with someone who seems to be pretty good with where they are. And I'm like, why are you good with this? Like, This is bare minimum of what you could do, what you could be, where you could go, how much money you could be making, whatever that is, right? And the reality of that situation is when you are surrounded by people in your life or you're in a relationship with someone who only wants to go so far in life, their aspirations only go so far. Maybe they're fine with living in an apartment for the rest of their life. And you're like, no, I want to move into a house someday. I want to have a 3-bedroom house, and I want to have a little plot of land to have some chickens and a farm. Whatever your dream is, whatever you're envisioning for your life, but you're in this relationship with someone who doesn't want any of that. They're fine just where they are. So it's these life situations where sometimes you come up on this situation and you're like, well, am I just supposed to give up on everything I want because this person that I'm with doesn't want anything? They don't want anything more than what we have right now, where we are right now. Like, this is good enough for them. And you think, well, how am I supposed to resolve that? How am I supposed to just be okay with this when I know that there's so much more that I want from life? There is no right or wrong answer for this. It's really about you and what you want from life. And sometimes you have to make the hard decision to either give up on your dreams because you love that person and you want to spend your life with them, or you say, I want more from life. And if you're not willing to come with me on this journey, if you're not willing to build with me, if you're not willing to grow with me, then I've got to go. And that in itself is a hard decision too. But for me, at this point in my life, after everything that I've learned along the way, I do wish that I had chosen myself more often than not. I wish that I had, you know, stated my desire for more and said, hey, I gotta go. Instead of waiting around and hoping that this person I'm with would choose to grow with me, would choose to build with me, would choose to progress with me. Obviously, in relationships, there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more nuance. If children come into play, all these different things, right? These are really tough decisions. Determining which path you're going to take in life and when you're going to walk down that path and with who, we could end up spending years of our lives waiting and hoping that somebody, the people that we love and want to join us on our journey, are willing to show up and come with us. But the reality is, oftentimes you'll be waiting a really long time, if not forever, and it may never happen. You may never get to take the path that you wanted to take because you chose to wait for someone else. I spent 7 years in a job that was going nowhere. And for the longest time, I was like, why did I do that? Why was it instilled in me that it was some grand accomplishment to stick with a job where you're not appreciated, there's no opportunities, there's no room for growth? I pushed in that job for 7 years and I was miserable because I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't get anywhere. I was stuck. I've had this feeling in relationships as well, where I just felt like this isn't going anywhere. This is it. This is the extent of where this person is willing to go with me in life. I have to stay right here with them, or I have to decide that I want more from life and I have to go. And honestly, I can't be mad or disappointed in them for being comfortable where they are or where they were at the time. Because at the end of the day, I knew, I tried, I had conversations, I asked, I stated, this is what I want, this is where I want to go, do you want to do this? No? Okay. The mistake I made in my life was hoping that that person would change their mind, or that they would somehow take a step in my direction. So I have to come to terms with a lot of my past and just acknowledging that not everyone wants to live this life of go, 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 push, 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 climb, climb, climb. That's me. That's me. That's what I want to do. And it's either I'm doing that on my own for the rest of my life, or maybe someone's going to cross my path who's exactly the same. They want to go, 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 push, 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 climb, climb, climb. My hope is that I might meet that person and then we sort of just fucking slingshot each other as much as we possibly can. We push each other, we pull each other, we yank each other, we say, go, 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 you got it, you can do this. And we just fucking go together, climbing and pushing and pulling and all that shit. That sounds amazing to me. That's the life I want. And to other people, that will sound crazy. They're like, no, where I'm at right now, this is good enough. This is good. I got everything I need. I don't need nothing more. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing to reach a point where you're like, yes, this is it. This is my peace. I think for me, I have to really define it. I have to define in my mind what my ultimate end game, end goal, peaceful life looks like. And that is what I am trying to reach for. I haven't quite identified it. It's sort of like I've got multiple forks of road ahead of me. And I'm trying to decide which path do I want to go down? Am I trying to take a path still that leads to marriage and a baby? Or am I taking the path that's just full on, get that bag, make that money, get that career, be the boss, be the fucking leader, get the respect, get the position? Like, in my mind, that in itself sounds like, ugh, that's not what I want. That was a goal I had because I didn't want to struggle. I didn't want to struggle like my mother struggled. You know, I've been hustling my whole life, basically, working 2-3 jobs just to make sure that we always had everything we needed and that I was never close to becoming homeless or anything like that. Because I was homeless as a kid many times. I never wanted that for myself and I didn't want that for my kids. So I've pushed my whole life. But fundamentally, at my core, the thing I always wanted was love, family, a home, a business of my own. I wanted to build things with someone. I wanted to build a life with someone. And the older I get, well, that dream just keeps on slipping away. But that drive I have is still there. The drive I have to push, go, climb, it's still there. But I don't quite know what I'm pushing for at this point. And I can't blame my ex for that. I can't blame my ex-husband for that because people are who they are. People want what they want. They didn't want what I wanted. I should have left sooner. That's my main thing, is I should have left when I knew, instead of wasting my time with someone who wasn't even on the same page as me. And that's the biggest thing that I think anyone who is trying to figure out their own life is understanding, that you can't take everybody with you. If you really want something in your life, you've got to go get it. You got to say, you know what? I'm going to go. I got to pursue this thing. You can stay right over here. That's fine. Maybe I'll catch you later, but I got to go do this thing, because I guarantee you, you'll spend the rest of your life in regret for all the things that you didn't push for in your life, all the things you wanted, because you were waiting around for somebody else to maybe get on the same page as you, to maybe have the same level of ambition as you. I know for me, at this point in my life, I can't wait for anybody else. I just can't. Not a friend, not a lover, not a boss, nobody. Life is short, and I want so much from life. I want to experience so much. And I'm just barely, like in the past couple years, I'm just barely getting to a point where I can just go and experience the shit that I've always wanted to experience. And I'm doing it on my own, because I'm on my own, because I can't wait for people. As much as I would love to have someone with me, a friend, a lover, whoever, whatever, I would love to have some company on my journey, on my adventures, but I can't wait around for people. You can't wait around for people. Whatever it is you want from life, you got to get out there and you got to pursue it. If people want to come with you, they can catch up, but I don't recommend waiting around for anybody. With that said, I want to thank you for listening. This is April, signing off.